Orsman opened its first car dealership in 1921. Now, over 100 years and many dealerships later, Orsman of Virginia can proudly say that when it comes to your car buying needs, if you want it, we've got it. Saving, selection, and service? Check. Lifetime engine guarantees and car washes? Check. Loaner cars and free Virginia inspections? Check and check. See, over the past 100 years, we've learned that to succeed in business, we've got to keep our customers happy. And that's the Orsman story.
Orsman Chantilly Toyota. Let's ride together.
Orsman opened its first car dealership in 1921. Now, over 100 years and many dealerships later, Orsman of Virginia can proudly say that when it comes to your car buying needs, if you want it, we've got it. Saving, selection, and service? Check. Lifetime engine guarantees and car washes? Check. Loaner cars and free Virginia inspections? Check and check. See, over the past 100 years, we've learned that to succeed in business, we've got to keep our customers happy. And that's the Orsman story.
Orsman Fairfax Toyota. Let's ride together.
Hey guys, what's up? This is Josh Norman.
This is Joe Gibbs.
You listen to Redskins Talk
with J.P. Finley.
What up, everybody? J.P. Finley here, Redskins Talk. We got a packed room full of very weird smells. Wow. Mr. Chick is here. How do you do, sir?
Wait a minute. You say very weird smells, and then you introduce me.
I'm going to explain the smells, but first I'm going to introduce you.
I'm tremendous, and I smell.
Local celebrity Mitch Tischler's here.
I am tremendous, and I smell.
Pete is here. What up, Pete?
I'm tremendous, and what I'm eating smells.
And always in his lazy boy, chilling out, doing his thing, is Rich Tandler. How are you, Tandler?
I'm doing good. Nobody really knows if I smell or not because I'm 30, 40 miles away.
Tandler, very smart, does a remote pod so no one knows his smell.
Sorry to say you do smell. But
here's what we have working in the podcast studio, which is not a big space. If you ever see the videos Pete makes from the podcast studio, it's pretty small in here. Chick and Mitch just went for an afternoon cigar, so I'm glad you had a leisurely afternoon, gentlemen.
It was a brainstorming session.
It was. Terrific. Dude, I'm not knocking it. I'm glad you went.
It was spectacular.
Get out of the office.
It was pretty spectacular.
Yeah.
It's great. I'm thrilled, boys.
We fixed it.
Pete is in here eating something.
Honey barbecue wings from Harris Teeter.
And Mr. Chick is preparing to speak to people later, so he's got some potent mint gum. So imagine.
And then JP's natural body odor.
Dude, I'm clean. I'm fresh and clean right now.
Not anymore.
So imagine four dudes in a 12-square-foot room with cigars, honey barbecue wings, and mint. And that's the aroma in here.
I appreciate that Pete put a paper towel over his wings thinking that would quell the smell.
All right. We're going to be tight on time, so we can't deep dive into the smell. Lot to discuss. We are going to discuss the Eagles have made a trade. The Giants have made a trade. The Redskins have not made any trades except for the one to get a quarterback before the Super Bowl. A lot going on in the NFC East. I think both the Eagles and the Giants' defenses got better this week, and that's before free agency. And then there's a Lamar Jackson thing I got to talk about, and I know folks are excited about that, and I'm going to address that. Before we get to any of that, podcast party. We're going on the record.
Yeah.
Pete, do you know when the podcast party is?
March 29th, 7 p.m. I forget where it is, but it's during a Wizards game.
Penn Commons. You were almost close, Pete.
Yeah. God, Pete.
All right. March 29th, Penn Commons in D.C. There'll be a Wiz game. And, dude, we didn't even think about this. I think it'll be Sweet 16 of the NCAA tournament.
Oh, yeah.
It's a great night to be watching sports. I'm going to put somebody on the spot. You really had to take the gum out and put it next to me, Mr. Chick?
You want it over here? You don't like the mint smell? What, you don't like mint?
All right, Chick, on the record, we have a 100 show at 5 o'clock that night. I am then going to metro down.
Which night are we talking about?
March 29th, March 29th. Night of the Redskins Talk podcast party. Okay. I am going to leave Redskins 100, get on the metro, go down to Chinatown for the party. Will you be coming with me?
I'll be 20 minutes outside of Augusta, Georgia.
So you're not even going to be on 100?
I'm going to say no.
All right, well. I'll
metro with you, JP.
Thanks, Pete. Not exactly the same cachet, but we'll take it.
It's something.
I don't do metro, dude.
I figured I could get a ride if you were going to come.
Oh, you get a ride.
I wanted you to come to the party so you could hang out with the listeners.
Ladies and listeners, it's the first time that JP's mentioned this to me at all, by the way.
That's because so. I was going to do it live on air.
I see.
If you listen to the podcast, Mr. Chick, I've talked about it plenty. I've tweeted about it plenty. It's on my Facebook page.
Not about me, though. Not about inviting me.
I said that on the last podcast.
Mr. Chick, we would love to have you.
Oh, what a nice gesture, Mitch.
We said that on the last podcast. We hope Mr. Chick can come.
I think I'll be, I'm prepping for my trip to Scotland by going to Sage Valley.
All right. Podcast party's still going to be a lot of fun without Chick. To hell with him.
Wow.
I talked to...
Let's move the gum back over here now.
I talked to our marketing folks, Austin. They are hooking us up with fresh t-shirts for the podcast party. How cool is that?
Damn.
Bang.
Yeah, dude.
Swag.
So... we're gonna. I asked for hats. He said, "How about t-shirts?" I said, "Hell yeah,
that works."
No, no shirt for me.
In
whatever.
Your face, Chick.
There's gonna be swag for all. Tandler, there'll be swag for you. I know you like your swag.
The size of that wallet.
I do. That's always good.
And we'll have a special piece of clothing from Tandler Closet.
Indeed.
That sounds weird.
We'll see.
All right. This is going to be an authentic fan party. So everybody that's coming in. This is your day. It's going to be Redskins Talk Authentic Fan Podcast Party. It just rolls off the tongue.
Cash in on all those beers that Mr. Finley owes you guys.
I'm buying shots, by the way.
Whoa!
Yeah.
Air
on
horn.
The record, I'm buying shots.
Air horn.
Wow, let's go.
All right. Wow, all right.
Or
Pete.
Vodka Sprites, whatever floats your boat there.
Only if you're 21 and up, and not if you're a lawyer. If there's any lawyers listening, none of this happened.
Right, yeah. None of this happened.
Speaking of lawyers, Mitch, we have a new... The podcast has we've acquired a lawyer. He's on retainer, which is free. We're not paying you, but you're now our lawyer. Take it away, Mitch.
He's our angry lawyer from VA. He left an incredible review for the podcast entitled "The Mounting Debt of Hops." Whether it be the raspy voice of JP Finley, the lovable
spelled incorrectly,
correct,
the lovable snarl of Rich Tandler, or the youthful exuberance of Mitch the Celeb.
What?
So youthful.
So youthful.
Redskins. The guy's bald. You ever seen Mitch?
Hey. It's radio. No one can hear this.
Wow.
No one can see it, Mitch. Not no one can
see it.
All right. Let's start over, dude.
Whether it be the raspy voice of JP Finley, the lovable snarl of Rich Tandler, or the youthful exuberance of Mitch the Celeb, Redskins Talk does not fail to entertain. A little slow out of the gate, but I came to appreciate the bare bones bottom of the totem pole in the media feel of the show. The chemistry is pretty good. But goes the next level when nice guy Chick Hernandez is hurling insults at that poor guy Pete.
It's poor kid Pete.
Poor Pete kid.
Pete, whether on his recliner, or an IPA, Tandler's caustic but insightful comments are great. In all sincerity, they come out often, are not too long, are top of the organization. If you are diehard Skins fans, you will appreciate, misspelled a little bit, the podcast. Last I heard, JP welches on his beer bets. And I'm a second-class fan because I am a lawyer. Thank you, Angry Lawyer VA.
All right, Angry Lawyer VA, we love you. You are now the official lawyer of Redskins Talk
Podcast.
It
makes sense. It makes complete sense.
Everybody agrees with that,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Unless we had to pay you in any capacity, in which case you're not the official lawyer. That said, I do not welch on beer bets. I welch on lots of things, but I pay for drinks, man. Yeah. Mitch can attest. Pete can attest.
JP does welch on a lot of things, but I have seen him throughout the entire Redskins season and beyond by many a Redskins podcast. Redskins podcast fan a beer
or co-host. I buy everybody beers. That's one thing I buy.
All right, I'm on board.
I like how his criteria was they come out often and aren't too long. Like, well, that's what satisfies
the
people.
Peak of that review is the bottom of the totem pole.
Yeah. Absolutely,
a lot of backhanded compliments in there.
His description of each of the people that are on the podcast is spectacular.
Just makes me so happy. Yeah. Tandler, comment.
Yeah, no, he hit it right on. Caustic. Definitely. Right on. Definitely.
Tandler never lacks confidence. We love that about him.
More enthusiasm.
Pete, grow some shoulders.
Chick is insulting Pete. We're checking all the boxes.
Yeah.
So just because we've hit the number of reviews for this party, keep them coming. When they're funny, when you hit on all cylinders like that, we'll get Mitch to read them. All right.
Absolutely.
Let's get down to a little bit of business. Tandler, a couple trades are made in the NFC East. The Giants and the Eagles got better. Tell us what happened.
Well, the Giants traded for Rams linebacker Alec Ogletree, who was just, by the way, signed to an extension by the Rams, I believe, in December, sometime late in the season.
And big money, too. I was surprised by the cash Ogletree got.
Yeah, and now good for the Rams were smart. They made the payments in form of roster bonuses. so that are due after the, you know, after the start of the league year. So they're not taking a big dead cap hit. The Giants will be taking on just about all the expense of the contract, which is good. But he's a good, solid inside linebacker, which is something the Giants haven't had in quite some time. They've struggled at that position for even when they've been pretty good, they've had problems at that position. And then the Eagles sent change of low round picks and a wide receiver, but Michael Bennett came from the Seattle Seahawks.
The Seahawks are just cleaning house up there,
just
man.
Just dropping out the Legion of Boom.
Yeah. Bennett wasn't part of the Legion of Boom.
No, but the rest of the DBs are going.
Right. Yeah. Richard Sherman probably gone. Who knows about Earl Thomas at this point? Cam Chancellor, he had a neck injury. Who knows if he'll play again? So, yeah, they are definitely redoing it there. They didn't save that much money by trading him because he had some. There was some
dead money attached, right? Yeah,
dead money to take.
Was that about $5 mil? You know, what is the dead money on that?
Yeah, I think it's 5.5. But you know, I was asked about this morning on the radio.
Ding ding.
And I said that. You know, this trade would not make sense for a whole lot of teams besides the Eagles, especially given the Eagles going into that trade were already over the salary cap, and now we're even further over the salary cap. Now they'll get things figured out. They'll restructure. They'll let some guys go that probably won't kill them. In that respect, but they got better. The deal would not have made sense for a whole lot of teams. But obviously, they really want to they want to repeat. They want to strengthen what they have.
And they're strengthening a strength.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. Exactly.
But it also means they're going to have to cut somebody.
Yes. Well, they were going to have to cut some. Right. They have to cut more people than they were already going to have to cut, or restructure. I mean, I haven't looked at their contracts yet, but I would imagine there's one or two where you can just turn a salary into some signing bonus and knock off $8-9 million right there. Now you end up paying for that down the road, but the Eagles don't really care. They have Wentz on his rookie deal for two more years and then an option year, which will be on the expensive side since he was the number two pick, but still pretty reasonable, assuming he continues to play well. So they see that window and are aggressively going after that window. They don't have a second and third round picks if they're going to improve their team. It has to be with deals like this.
When you're in the Super Bowl go zone, you don't mind kicking the can down the road a little bit for a couple dollars cash to bring in a playmaker, a difference maker like that.
Well, and not to mention they could acquire more. They're probably going to get some picks back eventually. Maybe I'm wrong. I still think Foles leaves Philadelphia.
Agreed.
And I think
I bet he's going to leave before the draft. I think you hold on to him till training camp. See how Wentz is doing.
I'm just saying
if somebody else gets a quarterback injured in training camp.
Yeah. Okay. I'm not fighting that one. I just don't think he's on the Eagles roster.
Come the beginning of preseason.
Right.
The bigger of the two trades to me was the Giants deal. I mean, before last season, which was a complete dumpster fire, they were a team that you thought was going to compete for the NFC East, and the injuries and the craziness in the secondary, whatever happened there, happened.
Right.
But clearly the Giants are going all in this year. They're going in for the twilight of Eli's career.
Well, I think I've heard it. I'm guessing you guys believe it, that they're going to go after Andrew Norwell from the Panthers. I mean, clearly their biggest weakness is that O-line. So you sign Norwell. I think they draft Nelson at two, which sounds crazy, but then you've turned your biggest weakness into a position of reasonable talent, just adding those two players.
You don't think if Saquon's available, he's going to?
I think Saquon goes 1-1, dude.
Well, that's if he doesn't go 1-1. But I'm saying if he's there at two, I think the Giants go with him.
We'll see. Yeah.
We'll see. I mean, there's another playmaker
between
on that
now
offense.
And then. Right, yeah, right, right. But I think if we see the Browns sign A.J. McCarron, I think Saquon goes 1-1. And honestly, I think it's the right move. Unless you love a QB there, if Sam Darnold is absolutely your guy or Baker or whoever the hell, you take him. But otherwise, what Barkley looks to be is otherworldly at this point.
I agree.
And then if you put Norwell and Nelson there, that O-line looks immediately different. They still have tackle trouble, but maybe you sign somebody else. RT, comment?
Yeah, you know, I do think the Browns do go with Barkley simply because they can turn around and get a quarterback at four. You know, assuming they'd be okay with a couple of different guys, they can just do that. So why not? The Giants taking Nelson at two, I'd be a little bit surprised by that. But Nelson is, you know, I mean, I think I've made pretty well known my thoughts on taking a guard high in the draft. but he could be, you know, he could be an exception. You know, there are exceptions to every rule.
Is Brandon Scherff an exception to that, Taylor?
Remains to be seen.
Wow. All right. Last one on Michael Bennett, because I'm curious. We have seen Colin Kaepernick is not in the NFL. And mm-hmm. and I think we'd all agree that Cap is better than some of the dudes that end up starting NFL games.
Correct.
Right? Like who the hell did we – Blaine Gabbert.
Yeah, there's a bunch of them, but yes.
Top ahead, right? Agree. Michael Bennett getting traded when I'm not saying Pro Football Focus is gospel, but you use them as a metric, right?
Right.
I mean, he's been a top D-line performer for a long time. He had 10 sacks last season. And you trade him for kind of a bag of balls, right? But they get a fifth and a wideout.
Wide out.
Now I get the Seahawks are in a rebuild mode, and it looks like Richard Sherman's going to be gone per his mom's Instagram story, nice. Which is a hell of a source.
It's a wild thing in these days.
2018.
Yeah, dude. Do you think there's...
Yes.
The Bennett thing that happened in Vegas and yes. whatever happened there. I tend to turn away from a lot of these stories just because I'm here to cover the Redskins, man. Mm-hmm. I don't know what's going on there. And as soon as something becomes a he said, she said, I'm out, right? But you look like you want to comment.
Yeah, I'm saying that where there's smoke, there's fire. And when you have reports of him being just a complete hindquarter to the coaching staff, there comes a point where...
hindquarter. Well done. That.
Thank you. There comes a point where you have to cut your losses. Yeah, he was a very good performer. But you, just like when Jay Gruden took over with the Redskins, you look to change the culture in a locker room. And when you have teammates, I'll use Clinton Portis. When Clinton Portis was going and having drinks with the owner and the rest of the squad was seeing this, it starts to pull at you. And so the Seahawks know that Bennett is, I kind of feel just from reading the reports that he's a ticking time bomb, that something's going to go wrong. And they were tired of his act.
And you got to see it on the field. I mean, there were personal fouls.
Absolutely.
And things were happening. And I think the Seahawks defense started to seem like they were veering out of control. And as good as they were, when you keep that much talent together for mm-hmm. that long, I mean, you know, Michael Jordan punched Steve Kerr once. Right.
Absolutely.
So
the one thing I'll say is just the contrary of all this is Pete Carroll was a pretty progressive coach.
Sure.
Especially when all the kneeling and protesting happened. He was one of the first guys to provide a forum for his team to air their grievances.
Right.
And come up with a plan as a team for how they were going to show their unity. So,
I think you could want to trade a guy not on activism, but on being a hindquarter.
Yeah,
and
hindquarter.
I think there should be place to separate that.
And there's also a difference between the two.
Right, but I think the problem is people will just assume it's activism.
Absolutely. And that's the point I wanted to
make. And
there
are other right. situations where it is.
It's right. both.
No, right. I think because Pete has been a progressive guy, I think he's reached the limit where he's like, you know what? Let's try to get something for this guy because this is not a good situation for us.
All right.
Just like us here. I mean, we got some rebel rousers here, right? We got guys.
Some in this room.
We Who? Definitely have a couple hindquarters.
Who's?
That's true. It
smells like hindquarters.
I'm guessing if Mitch and Pete had to say which side of this table is the rebel rouser hindquarter, it'd be this side.
Is it?
Or is it you? Who's the biggest rebel rouser in this room?
Hold on. Let's leave this up to Tandler. Tandler, who's the biggest rebel rouser on the podcast?
You are.
Mitch,
let's go.
Airborne,
the youthful Mitch.
That was not my guess, but all right. Look at this video, Mr. Chick. You want to comment on this?
No.
All right.
Remember, they can't see.
That's good podcasting. Right?
You guys are asking me about Lamar Jackson.
Is that me?
Yeah. Tell me what your thoughts are on Lamar Jackson.
It's time to talk Lamar Jackson. First, we got to hear from our sponsors.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte. What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
Okay, Indianapolis is the scene of a lot of conversations. Prime 47 specifically is the scene of a lot of conversations.
Great place.
It's cool, but it's not like a steakhouse. It's like a club. Yeah. You know what I mean? Oh, yeah. Like, it's a scene, man.
It is a scene.
Matthew Berry does a great job for ESPN. I got to know him a little bit during the Super Bowl. He's a big Skins fan. He has lots of questions. He came out on the ESPN Fantasy Podcast and explained that he understands that some folks near the top of the Redskins organization have interest in Lamar Jackson. I know that too. I can confirm what Matthew is saying. I've heard similar things.
They were one of 10 or 12 teams that talked to him at the combine.
They scouted him earlier this year. What I want to say to that is being interested and that making sense are separate things. Of course you're interested. This guy has otherworldly talent. A word that I heard directly from somebody involved with the Redskins is that he's untackleable, right? I don't think that's a word, but it describes his playmaking ability. And if you want to be forward-thinking offensively in a league that all the rules lean towards the offense, I mean, everything leans towards offense, a guy with Lamar Jackson's capability would be great. However,
thank you.
Yikes!
This team—that was a pretty good. However, I thought.
Well, as long as you think so.
That was as good as Pete Terhorn.
This team just traded to acquire Alex Smith.
Correct.
They gave up a really good young football player who more than one coach told me they hated giving up. The coaches understand what they gave up. For fans that think they don't value the organization didn't properly value Kendall Fuller, that's incorrect. The organization properly values Kendall Fuller, but the organization values more is stability at quarterback, and that's your only chance to win, right? They hated giving up Fuller. Everybody hates giving up picks. Nobody wants to give up a third-round pick. You gave both of those things up to acquire Alex Smith, not to mention you gave him an extension. So Alex Smith is going to be here for at least 2018, 2019, and 2020.
Correct.
The first 2 years of that deal are fully guaranteed. The third's going to end up just being guaranteed for injury. Who the hell knows if he'll ever get to the third year? But he still has one year left on the KC deal, which is going to be a serious bargain for the Skins this year, getting him for $17 million when a guy like A.J. McCarron might get 20. So I'm taking the long road home here.
Yeah.
This Alex Smith is going to be on the Redskins' payroll regardless. Correct. Until 2020. That's three full seasons. Lamar Jackson at 13 doesn't make sense.
No.
When you have so many other needs. Now, I will not deny that if you have a really sharp, creative offensive mind like a Jay Gruden, who played quarterback at Louisville, has he probably watched a lot of Lamar Jackson, who played quarterback at Louisville and won a Heisman Trophy? Sure. Are there things that dude could probably dream up of? Lamar lines up in the slot and you've got another quarterback in Alex Smith who can move pretty well. There are all sorts of crazy creative ideas you can come up with. I do not see this happening really in any capacity, certainly at 13.
Bear with me for a sec when I get through this, but RG3 hated when they drafted Kirk Cousins to undermine him that first year. Alex Smith just came from a situation where they drafted Pat Mahomes to replace him. How is Alex Smith going to feel if his first year in D.C. they draft QB in the first round? You're going to undermine the guy before he even has a chance to start.
And the 49ers drafted Kaepernick early in the second round.
There you go.
There.
Yeah, you need to worry about Alex Smith's psyche. And if you're the Redskins, by the way, do you want another quarterback who's putting his body on the line? Because it didn't work out the first time.
Not to mention, Jay has talked about Colt. They still have Colt under contract for 2019. Colt is a really good backup for Alex Smith in that he can run similar stuff. And, you know, Smith's been durable the last two seasons, but it hasn't always been durable throughout his career. He's 33 years old. Tandler, I'm telling you, I know there are some folks at, help me here, Mr. Chick, 21300?
Correct.
21300 Redskins Park Drive that are interested in Lamar Jackson. However, yeah. I don't think the Lamar Jackson move happens, and I don't think, unless there's some sort of egregious slip in the draft, I don't think it makes sense.
Yeah, well, you look at some mock drafts, which don't mean a whole lot now, even after the combine. I've seen a couple that have Lamar Jackson available when the Redskins pick in the second round. But I still don't think that, for the reasons of A, the psyche of Alex Smith is has been pointed out, and B, the contract. You know, Alex Smith, I'm sure that new contract, it's got to tie him in for 2 years. I mean, why sign an extension if it's only for 1 year? You know, there would be a too big cap it on a signing bonus, something like that. He's committed for 3 years, and so if you're a second round pick, and you sign a 4 year deal with no team option, that means you're coming out. And guess what? You have all over again is Kirk Cousins. You come out, you're the starter in your in the last year of your contract,
right?
And potential for the franchise tag dance to be starting all over again. In which case,
no one wins.
We don't want that. Nobody wants.
I don't even think it's a psyche thing. I think the team wants to win now. And I think with Alex Smith in place, add a couple more pieces on the defensive side of the ball. Maybe you add a receiver. I've already reported. We all know that they're going to be in the running on Allen Robinson. And if they don't get Robinson, that means they're still swinging sticks at receivers. You can talk about Paul Richardson. There's guys you can talk about. I think they're going to add a running back. The offense should be better. The defense should get improvement via the draft. Mr. Chick,
you have to address the holes, and you have to address Alex Smith as your quarterback. We need to get him weapons. If you bring in a Lamar Jackson, you're now bringing in a project who is going to sit in the wings for 3 years.
You can't do it. You can't take a high draft choice.
Right. Exactly. This team isn't in a situation where it can afford to take a high draft choice on a guy who's going to develop in 3 years.
To be absolutely clear, the Redskins have interest in Lamar Jackson. They think he's a stud. They think what he could. There are not even to say the Redskins. That's way too broad of a brush. There are folks involved that believe he could be an absolute stud on the field. But
to be fair, I agree. I think Lamar Jackson is going to be a star in the NFL.
So do I.
Just not in Ashburn, not in Washington, not for the Redskins. He doesn't make sense.
Not if you want to win him right now. Not if you want to win right now, which is what they want to do.
And there is some belief that it's and here's it's interesting because a guy like Saquon Barkley, I think it could make sense to not hire an agent because he's going to go top three. All those picks are slotted. He's going to get whatever money the NFL allows. It's not going to change. He doesn't need an agent to sell his services or to divert him from a team that might not be the right fit. That dude can go anywhere and be really, really damn good.
Yeah.
Lamar Jackson's decision not to get an agent is a curious one to me because he's a guy that could use someone with two decades of experience navigating the NFL to get him to the right situation and to respond to questions, to respond to all sorts of BS that's going to come up that he already kind of had to deal with at the combine when he said, I'm here to be a quarterback. And if you look at if the Redskins were to take him again, which I do not see happening, they would be looking for him in some sort of not a straight quarterback
hybrid
role. Right.
But I think he made his point at the combine when he comes out and says, I am a quarterback. He's telling teams not so directly or not so indirectly,
right?
Don't draft me as a wide receiver. Don't draft me as a wide receiver. I'm a quarterback.
Yeah.
If you ask me to play there, I'm going to be a malcontent, and then you have a problem. I mean, he's saying that he wants to be a quarterback. He's telling teams without having to do the back channel, without having the pushing around where he wants to play, and where he expects to play.
In no way am I not agreeing that the Redskins have some, there are folks involved in Ashburn that have some interest level in Lamar Jackson. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying it doesn't make sense. And I think he's going to be a quarterback, and I think he's going to be a damn good one. And I've been saying that for a year.
Damn good quarterback.
All right. I think we covered that.
Yeah.
Squashed.
Pete?
Yeah, definitely covered.
I'm not here to squash anything.
Making it clear.
Just provide some insight, which I think is what our listeners want.
Yeah,
absolutely. And some color around the situation. I mean, hearing that those guys in the 21-300 Redskins Park are into it is a thing. I mean.
Why'd you look at me when you said color?
Oh, geez. We're getting out of here. For
I think I've caught a buzz from the cigar smell in here, by the way.
You're such a wimp. No more talking out of you, Pete. For Mitch, for Chick, for my guy Rich Tandler on the Lazy Boy, thank you very much for listening to Redskins Talk. Be at the party, March 29th, Penn Commons, D.C. It's going to be fun, man. It's going to be a lot of fun. Pete says he's buying shots.
Don't be like Chick and skip it. I'm buying shots. Chick's not getting one.
Every lawyer but Angry Lawyer VA, this didn't happen.
Well, how about this? Also, if you want to supplant Angry Lawyer VA as our official lawyer, which carries only a title and no money and no maybe responsibility down the road.
Maybe responsibility. Probably responsibility.
One of you's getting arrested in the next year or so.
Leave a funnier review. Leave a funnier review. Also, T-shirts, dude. Not just beer, but T-shirts.
Hey, what size are you guys?
I'm a large, man.
Schmedium.
Schmedium.
Drop me a triple X.
Rich?
Double X.
Okay.
Double A.
Are you getting us shirts from Sage Valley?
No, no chance in hell.
I got you hot sauce, dude.
It's not quite the same thing.
All right, everybody, thank you for listening. If you made it this far, as always, I owe you a beer, and I'll give it to you on March 29th.
No welching.
Meow, 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 meow.